Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from celebrated veteran pianist and composer Sarah McKenzie, featuring Kenny Rampton. That was the 2020 single, Schneller, and it's a great story. When the coronavirus hit in March 2020, Sarah was just on tour in France, and all her shows got canceled immediately. At the same time, the U.S. government implemented a travel ban for everyone who was traveling from her region, so Sarah was unable to go to her home in Los Angeles. So in order to not get stuck during lockdown in the big city, she rented an old schoolhouse in the very south of England. It almost sounds like a fairy tale. A romantic place from the 17th century with a very stylish furniture outfit and an old piano that she would play every day. The plan was to stay for only a fortnight, 2 weeks, but it turned out to be 3.5 months, and we caught up with her to talk about this unique experience, and this is what she had to say.
It was actually perfect conditions to start working 24/7. I was very lucky because we were locked down, but in our hour of exercise, you know, could get out and walk, you know, the coast, think about everything a little bit more meaningfully, I suppose, and slow down a little bit, reflect, and then come to the piano and just really create for the sake of creating, and then go into the recording studio and record what I'd been working on during the day.
Quite a deal, huh, for some of these musicians that get stuck overseas.
Well, I can think of worse places you could wind up. Like you said that sounded like a fairy tale. That sounded like a nice place to cogitate and do your art.
Right.
You're in lockdown, you might as well, you know, make it a nice place.
This song was inspired by the German highway, the Autobahn, and it is one of the very few places in the world where there is no speed limit. And speaking of getting around, Sarah is originally from Melbourne, Australia, then studied at Boston's Berklee College of Music on full scholarship. But she started her career in Europe, first living in Paris, then London, and now as the world begins to wake up, so will her live work and career, as it always has been, on the up and up. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town continuing to give folks live music, from jazz and blues to funk to street musicians and so much more, including a band I caught on accident up by the airport at the Harley-Davidson dealership. I take my son and his friend to a place called the Farmer's House, and on the way back, we caught 4 fried chickens and a Coke, and here's a bit of them below us, even listening to them, coming to you straight from the heart of Kansas City, Missouri, where the show comes from, too. Full of jazz and hope for all of you out there for the next hour. This next cat is one I'm so happy to see new music from. I caught up with him in the summer of 2020 as the world was really spinning out of control, and he was unsure if he would survive it all. He's a club owner of New York City's Smalls and celebrated pianist Spike Willner, leading the way on a new album called Aliens and Wizards. Joined by his trio, this is the title track, circa 2021, and I would have to say that Aliens and Wizards is a good way to sum up this last year of our lives.
In many ways, a Tolkien experience.
Absolutely.
We're going to share some of them with you, too, this hour.
Hello, everyone. This is Pete Elman of the Pete Elman Big Band. I'm happy joining Joe Dimino today on Neon Jazz. Great station. Please keep listening.
That was the dynamic outfit known as the Pete Elman Big Band with the tune High Speed Pursuit off the 2020 CD For Pete's Sake. This band was formed in 2009 after Pete retired from the 566th Air Force Band. Since then, the band has played regularly in and around Chicago. The band has had many jazz greats join them, like Jeff Coffin, Wycliffe Gordon, John Fedchuk, and Peter Erskine. We caught up with Pete to talk music, and he had some thoughts on this post-COVID world as we all wake up. This will be a theme through this hour.
How much a part of our lives it is. I think a lot of people, when they see live music, they don't really understand what the musicians go through to get to the level that they're at, but they know that they enjoy it.
From the legendary jazz trumpet player with a million stories abound, we go next in the Maynard Ferguson with the South 21 Shuffle live in San Francisco off a 2015 CD. And as we do, listen to Pete talk about one of his first live music experiences involving Maynard.
As a young trumpet player, it was like going to, I can only imagine, was like going to see the Beatles if you were a young kid at that time. But it was at Hinsdale South High School, I remember. The place was packed, and, the crowd was going wild, It was really cool. And they played Hey Jude. I remember that. It was really cool. We'll be right back.
first shuffle.
Hey everybody, it's Andrew Gutowskis. I'm here in Astoria, Queens in New York City, and I'm a baritone saxophonist. My new album, Lookout, just came out on October 30th, and happy to be here on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you for having me.
That was Grammy Award-winning saxophonist, film composer, music director, arranger, and educator.
In that order?
In that order. Andrew Gutauskas with the title track off his latest offering, Look Out. That was a theme for 2020. This new CD is an invitation to step away from the everyday routine to celebrate life, music, and friendship. And we caught up with this busy musician about putting out a CD during a global pandemic. And this is what he had to say about it.
It just kind of seemed like the right time. You know, I'd been putting it off just because I'd been busy the last couple of years with other projects. And it just seemed like a fitting time to get some new music out, just share it with people. I'm hoping that it'll kind of bring some joy to people's lives, kind of give people something to take their minds off of the impending doom.
From the brilliant jazz pianist Bill Evans off the 1961 LP that probes his general approach to jazz, this is Explorations with the cut, The Boy Next Door, as the jazz celebration continues. How about that, Bill Evans?
One of my favorites, personal favorites, and a lot of that may be a little bit of nostalgia. That's when I was first starting to listen to music in my house. I was pretty young at that time, and we had a radio, and my dad was working in the industry. And oftentimes he would turn up the jazz and Bill would be there. So, yeah, it's a little retro for me as well, but you know what they say about nostalgia. It ain't what it used to be.
That's right.
Thank you. Hi, this is Michael O'Neill, saxophonist. You're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was San Francisco area-based reed man Michael O'Neill joined by his quartet with the song One for Kenny off the 2021 CD, And Then It Rained. A song in honor of working with vocalist Kenny Washington. And on their latest offering, this top-tier Bay Area quartet digs deep into the originals. We caught up with Michael last fall and talked about his love of being a musician.
It's wonderful. It's like I get to play for a living. It's the best possible world for me, and I think for many of us that are fortunate enough to make a living to play this music. It's such a soulful, you know, intellectual, emotional connect with the world.
From a legendary cat we just recently lost in the world of jazz, from the cool and celebrated trombonist Curtis Fuller, we thank him. He was definitely an architect of that bluesy hard bop style of the 50s and 60s, and he did so much as an NEA jazz master. He left us from his home of Detroit on May 8, 2021, at the age of 88, after an incredible run through this life. Here's the tune, Good Bait, off the 2018 CD, In New Orleans, our lasting memory, and he gave us plenty of good bait.
Hi, this is pianist Will Bonners, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Canadian pianist Will Bonness with the tune Burning Bridges off the 2020 CD Change Plans. Man, all these album titles have themes because there was a lot of bridges that got burned in 2020.
Yeah, I know. And It's a little change of plans here, a little detour. Yeah. Some of the band won't be making it tonight.
That's right.
These days, he is also an associate professor of jazz piano at the University of Manitoba, and he's been an active member of the Winnipeg and international jazz scene since his teen years. And during a recent conversation with the show, he talked about that love of New York City.
Just any time I go to New York and get to play there with people, it's just the best. Playing at Smalls or playing at Disney or something like that. And that's always the best just because, you know, it's the most appreciative crowds that get it a little bit.
As we prep the finishing touches on this hour of music together, here is the Kansas City Institution organist and pianist Everett Devan with Blues for Wrinkles off a nice little 1990s disc full of the best Kansas City music, and he's right in there. Thank you. final cut on this hour of Jazz Together comes from one of the very, very finest. Here's award-winning pianist Michael Wolff live at Vitello's, Resurrected. He did it back in 2011. That's when we started this show here. And this is the song Loft Funk that came out in 2021. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a bona fide cool cad, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Well, yeah, did you get a chance, can you turn some heat up in the apartment?
I need to pay the bill.
All right, wait. That was too soon. Reach out to us. We're always here. We love to hear from you, both musician and fan. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.